Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, cattle futures showed their strength yesterday in light of the bullish prospective plantings report. Grain futures locked limit up after the report did not cause bullish traders to lose heart. Contracts closed higher across the board, supported by strong boxed beef prices and the potential for significantly higher cash. No cash cattle were traded yesterday, although we actually saw a little bit of trade here in our part of the country, again at $116. The feedlots, though, still believe they may be able to sell cattle for $3 or $4 higher. They got a lot of work to do in the next couple of days. Hog futures did not perform quite as well as cattle, but held up despite the strength of grains. May, June, and July posted moderate losses while the rest of the complex closed higher. August was able to post a new contract high. Hogs did not feel the impact of higher feed prices as cash has been strong. Even though price closed a bit lower on the National Direct Hog Report, cutouts closed higher. July Kansas City wheat trading down 1.5 cents early today after posting a 17-cent gain yesterday. If Kansas City wheat's able to hold yesterday's gain, it will be a moral victory, but it's difficult to expect much more with so many bearish factors weighing on the market here early in 2021. USDA's wheat planting estimate of 46.4 million acres was up 2.1 million from a year ago, with winter wheat acres coming in at a higher than expected 33.1 million. March 1 wheat stocks of 1.3 billion bushels were also a little more than expected and means USDA will likely make a small increase to its estimates of U.S. ending wheat stocks in next week's WASDE report. May corn trading up 12 cents early today, adding to yesterday's limit up move after the USDA estimated 91.1 million acres of corn plantings in 2021 and reported March 1 corn stocks less than expected 7.70 billion bushels. May soybeans trading up 1¾ cents early today, reluctant to take out its previous high of $14.60 after Wednesday's reports. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, April live cattle was unchanged yesterday, 120.97. The June up 67, 122.90. April feeder cattle down 295, 143.87. May was down 280 at 149.40. And April hogs up 12 cents at 101.05. Kansas City wheat, the May was up 17¼, 575 and three quarters. July up 17 cents, 581 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, May up 16¼, 618. July was up 16 cents, 615 and three quarters. May corn up 25 cents, 564 and a quarter. July was up 25 cents, 547 and a half. May soybeans up 70 cents, 1436 and three quarters. July up 70 cents at 1427 and three quarters. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.